Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on Newstalk.
19 days from now, the Minister for Finance, Jack Chambers, will rise to his feet to give this coalition's final budget before the election. He has plenty of money in his pocket, but what will he spend it on? Small companies have been complaining for quite a while that they are overburdened with red tape and employment costs. The Small Firms Association wants to see a PRSI rebate as well as a national training voucher scheme. It also wants an overhaul of the tax system, which might be a big ask. But what should small companies realistically expect? David Broderick is the director of the Small Firms Association. Good morning, David.
Good morning, Joe. Thanks for having me on.
Can we start with the PRSI rebate? What do you mean by that?
We do. Well, look, as you know, companies are struggling at this time. So we conducted an independent piece of research. It won't surprise you that the biggest issues are rising business costs, followed by rising labour costs, and then attracting and retaining talent. So what we want to see out of Budget 24 is targeted solutions. And we see the PRSI rebate as being the best way to implement that. So the government would set the parameters in terms of those companies that are most affected by the change from the minimum wage to the living wage. And therefore, they would rebate some of that PRSI back to them on a targeted basis in order to get money back into those that most need it in terms of those hard-pressed owners.
What does that mean in practical terms for employment costs? Would it mean that you get maybe a euro back per hour?
That would depend on the parameters that this government sets. I mean, we've seen the soundings from government from this new administration in terms of they do want to help small businesses. So they could set the parameters within that up to whether it is a euro or more or less. That would depend on the coffers that are there in terms of the total costing.
You also want to see a training voucher scheme.
What's sure. That? So, yeah, first of all, we need to see the National Training Fund unlocked, and we have heard from the
Taoiseach. Is it locked at the moment?
It seems quite light. It's not being used, and there's almost 2 billion euro in it, and that's employers' money. So what we would like to see, we think that could be unlocked in terms of there are plenty of good schemes out there. The local enterprise offices, we run the Mentors Work Programme, but it's the time that the business owner spends out of the business or their staff sending them on these courses. So we think a voucher based on the principle of cost reimbursement to cover their time out of the office, out of the factory, out of whatever workplace setting it is, that would go a long way to put money back in the business owner's pocket.
How do revenue know that that's not kind of a trip doing paintballing or something like that?
Well, obviously, I think there has to be a bit of trust here in this in terms of the business owners. And there would obviously be, if it's public money, there's going to be the usual processes and procedures in place to make sure that it's spent correctly.
And not paintballing.
And not paintballing, definitely not paintballing.
Okay. Anyway, you want to tackle high insurance costs. You must have welcomed the decision by Aviva to kind of be more competitive in its offering for the hospitality sector for small businesses, thanks to government reforms in the insurance sector.
Sure. Look, there was a lot of work. Minister Cara McNeill previously had put a lot of work into the sector, and now the current minister is. The insurance was something that's always consistently stubbornly high, and I have to say it did go away for a little while, but in that recent survey that we did, again, insurance costs does seem to be popping its head up. So obviously any change within the insurance sector would be welcome, and
so
competition is always a good thing.
So you think insurance costs have started rising again after dipping?
Well, our members are telling us, what I'm saying is in our previous surveys it had dipped off for a while. It wasn't coming up as an issue, but it did rear its head in this recent survey that we did with the Morrick Research.
Because as you know, the slips and trips legislation came into force at the end of last year, which means that people have a lot more onus of responsibility. Previously, employers seemed to have 100% of the responsibility. Whereas that onus has now tilted towards the individual. Say, listen, if you see water, don't step in it.
Yeah, absolutely. Look, it's common sense, isn't it? Obviously, HR service is part of our offering, so we do get the first-hand phone calls in around all the employment law. And look, there has been an avalanche of regulation recently that's more in our budget submission that we're looking, you know, we've gone into a period where it just seems to be regulation after regulation, and we have, you know, coming down the line next month, we've more changes, statutory sick pay, we have auto-enrollment due to come in, and, you know, we also have then the increase in costs that are going to happen October 1st in terms of water charges as well. Yep. So I think the government just needs to take a bit of responsibility here in terms of the costs that are going to be put on businesses for next year, and use the budget 2025, as I said, there's a lot of money there, but let's target it, let's keep these businesses open. Small businesses are like the GAA, they're in every town and village around the country, and we need to support them. We're already seeing closures around, and I was on your show over a year ago in terms of the difficulties that we were seeing, and unfortunately the experience economy, we're seeing it now. You know, go to any town or village, you know, in Dublin or rurally, you will see the shutters are down on these businesses. But unfortunately, they're just the canary in the mine, Joe, in terms of the experience economy sector. We are hearing this across the board in manufacturing, in services, everywhere in terms of the small businesses. The costs and pressures at the moment are just too much.
Did you get the sense that the previous Taoiseach might have tilted a little bit more towards employees, and that the new administration, the new leadership in the coalition, might be tilting back a little bit more towards the centre?
Well, I'm not going to talk about the past, but I would certainly say that the soundings from the new administration have been very good. We saw Minister Burke bring out a package of measures back in May, and Minister, you know, there was 15 points in that. We would have lobbied for at least 8 of those points, and we were glad to see them in there. The biggest one that we saw that came in was the change in the SME test. We think that's going to be very good for businesses, and something that we've been lobbying for a long time. That's now in place, so we want to see the fruits of that. But definitely the soundings have been positive, but on October 1st we want to see some
proof in the pudding
behind it. Yeah. Exactly.
David, thanks very much for coming in. That's David Broderick, the Director of the Small Firms Association.
Breakfast Business
with Enterprise Ireland
on News Talk.